Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, April 3rd, and Wednesday means midweek prayer service. Love to invite you to come and be with us tonight in our regular midweek prayer service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church at 7 p.m. tonight. We are located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of these midweek services tonight. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready for the message here in a moment, but I've got a couple of good songs queued up. And before I mention about those songs, let me mention a few things by way of prayer request. I know of a number of unspoken needs and personal needs that people have that I'm not at liberty to make public, but we do want to pray about those. And I'd love for you to join with us in prayer. And you can say, Lord, help those folks that Brother Shepherd mentioned as unspoken prayer requests. If you would, pray for these needs. Pray for Brother Philip and Miss Evelyn Bell and her pregnancy. Pray that God would bless and help there also as well. All right. Well, I said I've got a couple of good songs queued up. I've got the Roten and Arnold family singing one entitled On His Knees. And then the Shepherd family singing No One Else. Well, it is time to look back in the scripture. And for this week's text, we're looking in Romans chapter number 8, verses 26 and 27. We've been dealing with a number of verses in each section thus far in our study of Romans chapter number 8. But this week, look at two verses, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. We're preaching on the comforting work of the Holy Spirit. But I'm talking about how that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, and I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Romans chapter number 8. Look in verse number 26. We're dealing with the Holy Spirit today, and I'm titling my message, The Comforting Work of the Holy Spirit, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and then we'll stop with just these two verses. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. We'll stop reading there. Ask God to add the blessing to the reading of his word.
And having read our scripture reading for today's sermon, we're going to pick up and we're going to have just a little bit of what aired on yesterday's broadcast and then continue on with the new part. And so I hope you will enjoy the message.
We would all agree that we want what God wants. We want the will of God to be done, but we don't necessarily know how to pray in the will of God on our own. Paul was in that conundrum when he said, in Philippians, he said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, I got a longing to go, which would be far better. But I got a need to stay with you, which is more needful. And really, it's like Paul said, I really don't know what to pray for now. And he's dealing with the fact that he was going to Rome and is going to be, he was in Rome and he was going to be heard, and whether or not how his case was going to go. He didn't know whether to pray that God would deliver him back or God would just let him go on to heaven. He said, I know what's more needful, and I know what's best for me, but I know what's more needful for you, but I don't really know how to pray. Sometimes we don't know how to put into words exactly, Lord, this is what you need to do. Matter of fact, most of the time, when we think we know exactly how God needs to work this thing out, he's planning to do it a different way. Amen. And so we need the Spirit of God to give us that wisdom and that movement that'll help us to pray according to the will of God. That's what he's talking about here. Amen. And so exactly what to pray for is frequently unknown to us. We can't comprehend. But God's not left us comfortless. Jesus Christ, when he got ready to leave, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so he gave us the Holy Spirit as our comforter. He said he'll be another comforter. Amen. And the Spirit's here to help us. When we find ourselves, and we do this quite often, when troubles overwhelm us and we feel like our heart is about to burst with sorrow, you've been there, I'm sure. Sometimes it's not when you're around other people. It's when you're Maybe when you're laying your head on the pillow at night and those thoughts lead to your heart about to break with anxiety and the troubles and the trials and the burdens, the agony of those burdens that are there. The Bible said the Spirit of God then helps our infirmities. Amen. How does He do that? By making intercession for us. Amen. Look at verse 26. We'll continue reading it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. Other words, when we can't express the words, the Holy Spirit expresses the sentiments to the Father. He knows. He knows. Amen. Now, I think it would be a mistake to say that this verse teaches that Christians can never pray on their own. That's not what he's saying at all. No. No. Rather, what he's telling us is that the Spirit of God is our guide and our teacher, our helper in prayer. Not that he just does it all for us. We say, well, Lord, you know what I need? Just do it. Holy Ghost, you know what I need? Just get at it. No. The Holy Spirit helps us to know how to pray. That's the idea that he's using there. He's our helper in prayer. It seems to me that this statement saying the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, specifically that phrase for us, does not mean instead of us, but it means for our benefit, for our profit. He helps us do what needs to be done. Again, I go to move this table. I need help. I don't need you to do it for me. But I need you to help, and your help will be for me. It'll be to help me profit and get done what needs to be done. Are you following me on that, I hope? All right. Now, I realize today I'm boring down on a simple truth, but I'm telling you, this is a phenomenal truth. That if we would recognize it, I believe it would revolutionize our life, that we ought to thank God that as Christians, we're not left comfortless. That we have the Spirit of God on the inside that can guide us and direct us and help us in our prayer life. Amen. Again, I go back to just what I was talking about this morning. I'm frustrated. They say, write your senators. What does it matter if they're crooked? Right? Call your congressman. What does it matter if they're crooked? I tell you what we can do. Go above the congressman. Go above the senator. Call on your Heavenly Father. He's not crooked. Amen. Call on your Heavenly Father. He's got the ability to actually get something done. Amen. Call on your Heavenly Father. Now, verse number 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It's interesting that phrase, he that searcheth the heart, is talking about the omniscient God. God knows what's in your heart. Yeah. Well, my wife was saying yesterday she's going to have to look through her pocketbook for something. Something she's misplaced. I didn't dare go looking in it. I get lost in there. But you know why she's going to search in her pocketbook? Because she thinks what might be in there, what she's looking for, she hopes is in there. Amen. But she don't know for sure that it's in there. When it says God searches our heart, does not mean he don't know. It means he knows everything. It's not that he's got to dig to try to find. Oh, it's that he can see through every curve and crook. Amen. That he can see through everything that's in there. God knows. He's omniscient. He knows it all. Amen. There is not anything which our God does not know. Amen. But with the Spirit, he said, dwelling in the believer, then God hears the desires of the heart. Amen. The Holy Spirit puts those good desires in there. Amen. And fans the flame on those good desires. And then we hand them to God. And God sees and God hears those things that are within our heart. Amen. Even when we can't clothe them in words. Amen. I'm sure there's been times. Matter of fact, I'll say it this way. Let me say it this way. I want to be as plain as I can. There's times we all come to a place that we can't put into words what we feel. And would you agree with me that it's in the times that's most important, the things that mean the most, the things that are of the most value are the very things that you can't put clothes on. You can't say it like you want to say it. You can't give it you can't dress it up like you really want to dress it up. You sometimes people say, well, saying thank you just seems so small. And it may, but it can have deep meaning and does many times have deep meaning. When you just say to somebody, I love you. Now, if you don't mean it, it may be meaningless. But if you mean it, that's really saying something. And so God sees and he understands those groanings that we can't even put clothes on. Those things we can't dress up and say like we really want to say. Why? Because of our infirmities. Amen. Because of our infirmities. We lack the vocabulary. We lack the ability. Even though our cries may be weak, even though our movements toward God may be weak, they're infirm, they're not strong, yet God sees them. God is aware of them. Amen. You say, preacher, I want to believe, but I don't know if my belief's strong enough. Listen, if you believe at all, God knows what you believe. Amen. God sees what you believe. If you'll direct that faith towards God, I believe God's interested in that. Amen. Gold coins, it don't take a bunch of them to mean something if they're real gold. Real faith, it don't take a whole lot. He said, you just got faith like a mustard seed. You could say to this mountain, be thou removed. Amen. So these holy desires, I'm talking about that's in the heart of the believer, they're not just our own emotions. They've been helped by the Holy Ghost. God's helping us in those things. Matter of fact, these things are the mind of the Spirit. That's the phrase that he's using in verse 27. That mind of the Spirit goes back to what he's talking about in the previous verse. And earlier in the chapter when he's talking about not minding the things of the flesh, but minding the things of the Spirit. And so what he's talking about, the Spirit knows what's in the heart of the believer. The Spirit knows what's the mind of the Spirit, so he can easily and perfectly express that to the Father. Amen. This phrase says, he maketh intercession for the saints. Here's what it means. I got blessed when I looked at it this way. Although God is way up yonder in heaven, and we're way down here on earth, sitting at the right hand of God is an intercessor. Amen. Hebrews 7:25. He's able to save them to the uttermost. He said that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus is in heaven talking to the Father for us. But while he's in heaven talking to the Father for us, way down here on earth where we are, the Holy Ghost in us talking to God. Amen. Saying the same thing that Jesus is saying. That's right. He's got this, the mind of Christ. Right? It's the mind of the Spirit. They're the same. Two ways of saying the same thing. The mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit. He's called the Spirit of God. He's called the Spirit of Christ. Amen. The point I'm saying here is that God has not just given us a witness in heaven. He's given us a witness here inside of us. Amen. That helps us in our prayers. Amen. And so we've got this access to the throne of grace. Now, here's an added comfort I put in my notes. Since we don't know exactly how to pray as we ought, if we could put into words what we desire, we might be mistaken and be praying out of the will of God. But the Holy Ghost knows exactly what we need and exactly what God wants. He knows the mind of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit living within us makes intercession for us after the will of God, or according to, that's where the last phrase of verse 27, according to the will of God. Amen. He's always right because he's always praying in the will of God. Amen. Now, I've got this lengthy note that I want to pay attention to, and then I'm going to get to my conclusion and I'll be done. First of all, I want to say this. This is an enormous blessing to the people of God. This thing of salvation. It's an enormous blessing to the people of God. We realize we're weak, but he's strong. The kids sing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. And it says, we are weak, but he is strong. I'm glad that we're weak, but the Spirit of God is strong. We recognize that. We know that he is the vine, we're just the branches. We know that without him, we can do nothing. But this doctrine encourages us that we have the Spirit of God within us that enables us to pray as we ought. Amen. Every one of us has our time of weaknesses.
Yep.
Even the strongest among us have our times of weaknesses. But saved people have the Spirit of God abiding in them, praying for them, and instructing them or us in the mind of the Spirit so we know. And He influences us towards holiness, towards righteousness, and towards spiritual perfection or maturity. Amen? He's instructing us in the way that is right to go. Now think with me for a moment about this. There's going to come a time when our body is going to become so infirm that it's frail. There's going to be a time we're going to be laying on our deathbed. There's going to be a time when we're going to be laying on the bed of affliction, as they say. In other words, our body's going to become so frail and infirm that we won't be able to go to the house of God. Our eyes may become so dim we can't even read the Word of God. Yeah. Our mind can become so befuddled that we can't even think straight anymore. But even then, the justified man or the justified woman has somebody on the inside that helpeth our infirmities. Somebody on the inside that knows what's going on at the house of God. That knows what's been said in the Word of God. That knows what is the will of God, amen, and has free access to God. We, as the believer, even in that infirm state, even in that weak state, we have access to the throne of God through the Spirit of God, amen. If our physical heart begins to fail, the Spirit of God will strengthen our spiritual heart with the promises of God's Word and the senses of His presence, amen. If our earthly mind becomes so confused and bewildered that we can't think straight because of pain or age or illness, yet the Holy Spirit can help our infirmities by speaking to our spiritual mind and giving us grace and peace and patience to endure the passing of the body. Though our outward man perish, this is how the Bible says it, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. How is that? By the Spirit helping our infirmities. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. And I would like to invite you to come and be with us tonight for our midweek prayer service every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be meeting here, Lord willing, tonight. For that, we'll have special time of prayer around the altar, special time of prayer requests taken from the pulpit, and then we'll have preaching from the Word of God, as well as some good singing together, congregational and perhaps special. Love to have you come and be with us for that service tonight at 7 p.m. We are easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.